The next patient is Tommy Gasper. The last name is G-A-S-P-E-R. Tommy, T-O-M-M-I-E. Tommy, first name. Gasper, second, the last name. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 57-year-old African-American male that is a kidney transplant patient. He has a cadaver-related kidney transplant that was placed in 2011 at Tampa General Hospital. The patient has excellent kidney function. He's a CKD stage 2 with an estimated EFR of 63 mL per minute. Following number, the patient has isolated proteinuria. I think that the isolated proteinuria is most likely associated to diabetes mellitus that used to be out of control, and the patient has had several infections in the lower extremities that exacerbated the diabetes mellitus. In view of the presence of albumin creatinine ratio 265, we are going to start the patient on a Farxiga, 10 milligrams on daily basis. The prescription was called to the pharmacy. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.6%. The main problem has been that the patient is eating more and gaining weight. In the last 3 months, he gained 10 pounds, and this is a situation that is unacceptable. The patient is recommended to go into a plant-based diet and reduce the sodium intake. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Because of the administration of Farxiga, he has to be attentive to the blood pressure as well as the body weight, and the precipitous fall in the body weight has to be notified to the office. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism that is not active. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gout. The patient hasn't had any episode of gout. We are going to reevaluate the uric acid during the next appointment. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, morbid obesity. Related to the excessive amount of calorie intake that we discussed before. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, the patient is prone to have infection in both feet. He was explained that the increase in the body weight is going to make him more susceptible to infections. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. For some reason, the tacrolimus level was not reported. We are going to call the lab and reevaluate.